You're listening to Holland's hometown station, 1450 WHTC, where you hear the Whitecaps tonight against the Great Lakes Loons. 6:50 will be your broadcast time with Ben and with Dan, talking with manager Andrew Graham. And Andrew, first of all, talk a little bit about your starter tonight, Jonathan Crawford, Tigers' first-round draft choice. Ironic he's starting tonight when a lot of the eyes of the baseball world is on the MLB Network Studio 42 for the draft, but a year ago Tigers tabbed him first, and so far he's proving the Tigers' worth, not only for you as the team, but also for the organization.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Jonathan's doing a great job for us this season. I had him last year, but with his innings restrictions, he was only throwing 3 innings at a time. So this year it's good to see him going, you know, 5, 6, 7 innings at a time, and he's doing a great job for us. He had a rough first start of the season, but you take away that start and the earned runs against him in that start, and he's had unbelievable numbers down the road.
How has he matured? How has he been a little bit different now, that besides just the extra work from when you had him in Connecticut?
You know what, he's... Henneman's worked with him a lot, our pitching coach, of him slowing down his mechanics, lengthening his arm out a little bit, and not just throwing the ball forward. He's really pitching now, mixing his slider in well and his changeup to left-hand hitters, and also pitching off his fastball. And he's hitting his spots, and that's why he's having great success.
Mental makeup for the young man. Does he have times when, you know, he's a young first-year full professional, and other times he may be mature beyond his years?
You know what? Being around Jonathan for 2 years now, he's pretty mature for his age and for how long he's been pitching in professional baseball. He's doing a great job, but, you know, he has his times, a couple of innings here and there where he speeds up, but that's like every pitcher at this age. So, but he makes adjustments quickly, and he can get out of his little flaws that he has, and that's why he's having great success so far.
Andrew, let me make an observation from the last time I saw him here. Dave Dombrowski was here. He was looking at the team. Did you just get a sense that, you know, he had a couple of rough innings there that he was maybe trying to be overly impressive because the boss was here?
You know what, all these guys, when Rovers are in town or the Brass is in town, these guys want to do more than they should. And these guys, that's when it comes into mental preparation and, you know, being mental tough, knowing that we don't want you to do more than what you can possibly do. Just go about and doing what you've been doing your whole career. I mean, he's been pitching well his whole career, University of Florida, Connecticut last year, and then now in West Michigan. He knows what he's doing. I mean, he's a first-round pick for a reason. He's got a power arm, he's got an average slider, and he's got a changeup, which he's working on, and it's developing as the season's going. So he's just got to do what he can do and not try to do more than, you know, than he what it allows him to.
Andrew Graham, the manager of the West Michigan Whitecaps, your team is doing well so far in terms of positioning yourself for a playoff berth. Still a chance for winning the first half division title and a little better in the playoff position. How's this team reacted? They had a little bit of a rough stretch there against Dayton and Bowling Green, but it seemed to right its ship pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we just came from Fort Wayne where we lost 2 games going in the last inning. So we need to find a way to win those games. But overall, if you look at how many one-run games we've had and extra inning games, and we've won the majority of that. So I'm happy with the guys, the way they go about it, and they never give up in a game. But we're trying not to think about the playoffs at this stage. We're just going one game at a time. But obviously in the back of all our heads and their minds probably is the playoff chase. But if we keep taking care of our business and playing the way we're playing, we should clinch. But, you know, crazy things happen in the game of baseball. So, as I said, we're just focusing on one game at a time.
Andrew Graham, good luck to you and the Whitecaps tonight.
Thank you very much.
From Fifth Third Ballpark, I'm Gary Stevens.